This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thanksgiving is now less than a day away, and for all of you last-minute bakers out there with nothing to make, Amanda Saab has you covered. She's a no-kid-hungry food blogger, founder of Dinner with Your Muslim Neighbor, and she was the first Muslim woman featured on the TV show Master Chef. The new America the Great cookbook includes Amanda's baklava cheesecake recipe. It's what she bakes for the people she loves, like her husband Hussein and their three-month-old daughter Hannah. Stateside's Lindsay Scullin recently visited Amanda's kitchen in New Boston, where a baklava cheesecake was in the works.
So I always start with the crust, and we have graham crackers and melted butter and some sugar. And it'll resemble like wet sand when you're at the Great Lakes in the summer. I wanted something that was like east and west kind of fusion together. So like the base is like traditional New York style cheesecake, while the topping is an ode to my Lebanese heritage and all the delicious Lebanese sweets that we always enjoy on holidays. So I actually started cooking and baking with my mom when I was little. She always had us in the kitchen with her, and I had like a little step stool, and she like let me like mix things, and eventually she let me crack the eggs, but not at first. And I always just loved cooking because I saw how it brought our family together, and I saw how it brought friends together, and it was such a great way to show the people you love them that you love them. And what better way than with nourishment? I just loved being able to share with the people that I care about. Hi, Mom. Hi. Hannah's joining us in the kitchen. I think she's just used to all the sounds and smells of the kitchen. We're starting with the filling now. So we have four packages of full-fat cream cheese. And then we have rose water and salt and a little bit of cardamom. So we'll just crack our eggs. So standard 350. Next, we're going to start with our baklava layer. So I have my phyllo, and I let it defrost in the fridge overnight. And with working with phyllo, you kind of want to work fast, and you want to have a damp kitchen cloth, wringing it out so I don't have a lot of moisture in there, because it will dry out because it's so thin. So you want to have some moisture to keep it nice and moist. And then I have some butter, and I'm going to melt this in the microwave really quick. So I'm just rolling out the phyllo. So we're going to take the first layer, and then we're going to brush it with butter. And then we're going to add the filling, which is ground walnuts and sugar and a little bit of cinnamon. A lot of people like to use cashews. You can use pistachios, whatever nuts you like. I think it would even be fun to do like a Thanksgiving version with pecans would be good. And if you've made baklava before, you know like how important each butter layer is in between, because that makes it nice and crispy and delicious. Oh, so good. All right, so I need some hands. When you bite into baklava, it's like nice and crisp. And the way you get that is by putting it on top instead of on the bottom. So I'm gonna grab one side, and you're gonna grab the other. Gently from the bottom. Bottom. Get under all the slices. Ready? Okay, perfect. All right, so we're going to pop this in the oven, but I'm going to add some boiled water. So I'm just going to get some water boiling really quickly. So we have some water, and I'm just adding it to, I just have like a loaf pan at the bottom of the oven. And you'll see right when it goes in, it will create steam. Into the oven, the cheesecake goes. Set your timer. Don't forget to set your timer. See you in an hour. For Thanksgiving, we'll be at my grandma's house with our family, and there'll be about 50 people there. There'll be lots of food, lots of kiddos for Hannah to play with, lots of cheesecake. So someone asked like why I chose like this recipe in particular for the cookbook. And I thought, like, as a American Muslim who was born and raised here, who's, you know, as American as they get, but also a practicing Muslim and proud of my Lebanese heritage. I wanted a way to reflect that in this America the Great cookbook. And I think it's pretty significant that as an American Muslim wearing hijab, that I was able to share something from my family's culture and heritage, the baklava and then cheesecake, which I learned to make in fourth grade. And then for the pomegranate reduction, you're going to need pomegranate juice and sugar. What else? That's it. You hear like the crisp people. So perfect.
For this recipe and more from Amanda Saab, visit amandasplate.com.